You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Well, Ohio has the world's largest basket. Minnesota has the world's largest ball of twine, evidently. And what does Wisconsin have?
Something even better, the world's largest six-pack. And nobody knows more about it than the master brewer who keeps it full. Randy Hughes is brewmaster at City Brewery in La Crosse. Randy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, let's start off with the obvious question. How big is the world's largest six-pack?
Well, they're quite big. Each individual tank or can holds 3,700 barrels of beer. So just to put that in terms that most people can understand a little easier, you're talking about 1.2 million cans worth of beer per tank.
Whoa.
That's a lot of beer.
That's a lot of beer.
So how is its number one status verified?
Well, that's a bit fuzzy. these tanks will be celebrating their 45th birthday. They were built in 1969. And there were not actually even worldwide a lot of really large tanks back then. And I'm not sure that it was actually verified, but hey, go out on the internet and Google on world's largest six-pack, and this is what you get. So if it's on the internet, it's got to be true.
And nobody's out there challenging this claim, saying we've got a bigger six-pack.
Well, to my knowledge, nobody has, and which is a little strange. There are much bigger tanks out there. I'm just not sure that they're in six-pack form and outside and have, you know, are made up like cans. So, in fact, we have larger tanks than that. It's just that they're some of them are inside, and they don't have the logos all over them.
Well, what kind of beer are you storing in there?
Well, for most of its life, they held old-style lager. That was the primary beer, number one beer, that the G. Heilman Brewing Company produced for about 100 years. Now it can be a variety of different things, depending on what we need them for. Again, with the large capacity, it has to be enough volume to be able to fill the tank up. So it's got to be 3,000 barrels or more per brand. But at any given time, it can be anywhere from you know, one brand to six brands. But we turn them over about every month.
Do you know, back in 1969, was the plan, we're going to make storage tanks that look like a six-pack? Or did somebody make a design for storage tanks and somebody said, hey, it looks like a six-pack, we better paint those?
You know, that I actually can't tell you. They were the first very large tanks for the G. Heilman Brewing Company. They were, they would have been about five times larger than their largest tanks at the time. And they were also the first tanks west of or east of 3rd Street that runs north-south down through La Crosse. So it was a big deal at the time, but I don't know if it was designed with that purpose in mind or not, or if somebody just looked at it and said, hey, that's a six-pack. So I really can't answer that.
Rob and I were talking about them before the show started, and I asked him if they had pop tops, which, of course, we're going to ask you. And he said you couldn't drink it anyway unless you were a really big giant. So I'm guessing there's no pop tops on these, right?
Well, there's no pop tops, but they do have vents on the top, and we have what we call safeties on top of them. And there has been an occasion when they've been overfilled and had beer streaming out of the top and down the sides, but that's fortunately enough, that's pretty rare, but no pop tops.
I'm sure I'm not the first person in the world to make a Homer Simpson joke, giant beer, but suppose some ambitious person wanted to drink all the beer in there at a reasonable pace. How long do you reckon it'd take to polish that off?
A reasonable pace? What is
well,
that?
Well, not like constantly drinking breaks for, you know, food. That's
well, you know, and that's a good question. And actually, we've got a sign that's been out front, as long as the tanks have been here, with facts on that, as far as how many cans and six packs and, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And I actually had to go out there and verify all those numbers to make sure they were true. But Basically, it would provide a person with a six-pack of beer a day for 3,351 years.
Whoa.
So you're set.
So, yeah. But I do know the tour guides in the old days used to tell the tours that during Oktoberfest here in La Crosse that they used to drain the six-pack. And I always used to laugh because even in its best year, and we get, you know, hundreds of thousands of people here in La Crosse for Oktoberfest, best year ever, they probably did no more than one half of one of the cans. So
wow.
That's a lot of beer.
It's funny. I always think of Milwaukee as the big brewery city. Is La Crosse a pretty big beer city too?
Well, originally, we were the G. Heilman Brewing Company, and we did about 5 million barrels of beer a year. So for this side of the state, we're definitely the largest existing brewery. Milwaukee, of course, used to be the beer capital of the Midwest and still is in some respects, but La Crosse is no slouch, that's for sure.
Do you know how far back La Crosse's brewing history goes?
Well, this brewery... which, of course, is now the City Brewery, goes back to 1853. Originally, when Gottlieb Heilman started brewing, the brewery itself was constructed in 1858, so about as long as La Crosse has been here in some fashion or another. So, and it's been an almost continuous operation ever since. Obviously, there was Prohibition in there. And a couple of rough year or so, or several months between the Heilman and City Brewery transition. But today we've got 500 people working here and making all kinds of beer and different products. So
is this a major tourist attraction? Do people come from all over to see this thing?
It's amazing. Even, well, in the old days, back when we ran tours and all that, we had tens of thousands of people over the course of a year on the tours, but even now, at least every week, I see people out there stopping, getting their picture taken by the world's largest six-pack, and then hopping in the car and driving away. And they're probably the most photographed beer tanks in the world, I'm guessing.
Wait, are they outside? Where are they housed?
They are outside.
They're outside.
They're obviously vertical, and they're insulated, for the cold Wisconsin weathers, and boy, over the years, they've probably gone, we've probably run several million barrels of beer through those tanks.
All right, Randy, thank you so much for joining us and filling us in.
Thank you.
That's Randy Hughes. He's the brewmaster at City Brewing Company in La Crosse, where you'll find the subject of this week's Curious Wisconsin segment, the world's biggest six-pack.
And by the way, if you have got a question about Wisconsin, something that's kind of cool that you might like a little more information about, please call the Central Time hotline. It's 855-683-5422. That's 855-683-5422. We'd love to know what's on your mind and help you get a little more information for it and share it with everybody else.
You can also post your questions on the Central Time Facebook page. We're Central Time on WPR, or tweet us at Central Time WPR.
Coming up tomorrow on Central Time, it is our Food Friday, and this week we'll talk to one of WPR's in-house foodies who has been going kind of nuts, actually, cooking lots of Meyer Lemon recipes. Today we sampled some Meyer Lemon ceviche. We'll hear about that.
Right. There was ice cream. She made margaritas but didn't bring those to work. And there was something else.
Lemon bars.
Right. Of course. Obvious one. So looking forward to that. We'll also talk to New York Times reporter about her article comparing Duluth and Superior, neighboring cities that have taken different paths as their state governments have gone in opposite directions. That's coming up tomorrow on Central Time.